News in brief with Press TV. Saudi warplanes continue to pound Yemeni cities. Yemeni media say Saudi fighter jets have fired 50 rockets at various targets in northern Sada province. Earlier, Hadja province came under attack. Also, dozens of people have reportedly been killed or injured in airstrikes on the southern province of Idlib. The UN has called for safe and reliable access to Yemeni airports to deliver critical humanitarian aid as airports continue to be targeted by Saudi fighter jets. The organization says that aid agencies are unable to bring in staff and vital medical supplies due to the relentless Saudi airstrikes. Italy's parliament has approved a law designed to ensure that the country's elections produce governments with working majorities. The legislation, which will take effect next year, guarantees a majority of parliament seats to the winning party. It will also give the party the power to handpick its preferred candidates. The family of an African-American boy who was shot dead by U.S. police in the state of Ohio is questioning the delay in the probe. Relatives of 12-year-old Tamir Rice says that their lawsuit against the two officers involved is being delayed 5 months after the shooting. Clashes have once again broken out between police and protesters in the U.S. city of Baltimore after a man was allegedly injured by police. In recent days, the city has been the scene of violent protests over the death of an African-American in police custody. The French parliament is set to approve a controversial bill that gives the state sweeping powers to spy on citizens. Critics are opposed to the bill, saying it's heavily intrusive and infringes on privacy. Well, the draft law has sparked large protest rallies by rights groups. Nearly two dozen people have been killed in clashes between the Congolese army and a rebel group. The gunmen attacked an army position north of the city of Beni. The exchange of fire resulted in the deaths of 16 rebels, 4 soldiers, and a civilian. Two metro trains have crashed in Mexico City, leaving 12 people injured. Authorities gave no immediate explanation for the crash. Local media say one train ran into another that had stopped at a platform. The accident occurred near the city's international airport.